joke. WhatsApp us now. Only a Red FM.
Morning, gang. It's Dad Gags. Thanks for all your entries this morning. 90% of them are on the cutting floor because they're filthy.
We can't broadcast them, lads.
But we're keeping them all on file. In a failing cabinet. Thank you very much. I am the current champion, king of dad gags. Good morning. Let's go for it here. I told my wife that I wanted to be cremated. I was chatting to her about it for a very long time. It's a big, you know, it's a big thing in the family. She's got me booked in next Tuesday, apparently.
It's funny you should say that, because my wife taught me I should get cremated when I pass on.
Really?
She said it was my last chance to get a smoking hot body.
Did you genuinely have a cremation joke as well there?
Where's that coming from?
Synchronicity. Right, dad gag two. I like using big words that I don't fully understand to make myself sound more photosynthesis.
I don't often whoop.
Whoop.
But when I do, there it is.
Whoop. There it is.
Oh, God.
That's the reaction you want from
that
guy.
I love it.
For God's sake.
Lads, I'm so close to becoming a billionaire. I have all the zeros. I just need the one and we're sorted.
Funny you should say that.
Yeah?
Because I want to be a billionaire, like my father.
Okay.
He wants to be a billionaire too.
What's going on with you two?
So stupid. There's no cross-reference on this. I swear to God, he just came in with his and I came in with mine. My wife asked if she could have a little peace and quiet while she cooked the dinner, so I took the batteries out of the smoke detector.
He's a brute, lads.
It's supposed to be.
He's a brute.
Sad news, lads.
Hmm?
I broke up with my girlfriend Lorraine because I was seeing another girl called Claire Lee. But the good news is, I can see clearly now
Lorraine is gone. Sad news this morning. I'm sorry to have to report that my granddad has passed away.
Oh no, sorry to hear that.
He died doing what he loved, though. Surprising tigers.
Oh man.
Surprise!
I was sitting drinking coffee in my slippers this morning when I thought to myself, I really need to wash some cups.
Did you hear there's a new virus going around? No, don't worry, it's not like a COVID-y type thing, but it's a virus going around that's making people forget bands that started in the 80s.
Yeah?
Nobody knows the cure.
Oh, no. Before the crowbar was invented, crows would drink at home.
I did that a few weeks ago. Sorry.
Yeah, we've never repeated jokes in this segment ever.
Never.
Never.
Never. Billy Joel was sacked from his local chipper. Apparently he didn't start the fryer.
What a joke.
One from Rory, thank you.
My date said that she once stopped a Formula One race due to unsafe conditions. I think that's a red flag.
Did you know that Lewis Capaldi has a brother?
I didn't know this.
Do you know that Lewis Capaldi has a brother who's Lewis Capaldi?
Does he look like him, yeah?
Absolutely, it's like they copy and paste, and they have another Lewis Capaldi there.
Vix VIPs on Cork's Good Times, Red FM.
Singapore Grand Prix walk around. The Sky News reporter Martin Brundle he just basically walks around with a mic and he talks to all the celebrities.
Yeah,
they don't expect him to come up. Sometimes it works out. Sometimes they go, no, I don't want to talk. But the rules are, if you see Martin coming up to you, you speak to him.
Yeah,
it's part of the tradition. It's part of the build-up to a big F1 race. And sometimes he messes up and he gets it wrong.
Lewis, wonderful to see you.
President of Motorsport Singapore.
You're his brother. Well, sorry. He said he's got a cap on. Right, and I'm, yeah. How are you? How are you both?
Very nice to meet you. Big fan.
Yeah, well, good to see you too. Good to see both of you. But who are you here supporting?
Well, he's here supporting McLaren, so I feel like I'm in his...
Sorry, it's a bit noisy in the background, but basically he is more Lewis Capaldi than Lewis Capaldi.
That's
is
mad.
It's frightening. It's like
genetics, huh?
I think he must be an older brother of Lewis's, so.
Okay,
but he could have serious crack.
he's
walking into a bar pulling women all over the shop.
True, actually.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, until he has to sing.
I wonder if he has ever done that.
You would stop him in the street and ask him for a photo. Like he looks so like him. Handy one. All right, it's 6:51. Peaky Blinders movie is done, Vic.
It's done. But Cillian Murphy's been chatting about the haircut, the Tommy Shelby haircut that young fellas all over the world are now requesting when they go into the barbers. And he said there's a reason that the hair was cut like that. Have a listen.
So, there's a movie.
Yeah.
So, is the movie done, or...?
Yeah.
So it's done?
Yes.
And now, here's the thing. I love the fact that Peaky Blinders was so successful that haircut, Tommy's haircut, in the early series,
Shelby,
it kind of took off. It became, became a thing.
I mean, it's so disgusting, really. The story behind that is it's to prevent lice infestation.
Wait, what? How?
You get a 60% better chance of not getting them, I guess. Yeah.
And when is the movie going to be in the world?
Next year.
Next year. Okay. All right.
There's so much excitement for that movie, isn't there?
So that the haircut was a lice preventative. Yeah. The bowl cut.
Yes. No hair is there around it apart from this big
clump on top.
Yeah. And that's what it was for.
That was like when I was in school, people got the bowl cut. They got like the shave right around. And it was kind of a grungy thing.
Yeah.
It was the undercut.
Yeah.
So you shave around the back of your head, you get a grade 2, grade 1, and then it would grow down over that.
Oh, okay.
That was very much a 90s grunge
there
look.
You know? Doesn't seem like he's very keen on that haircut anyway.
So it's lice. Oh, wow.
That's what it is.
Anyway, how busy has he been lately?
He's so busy.
I mean, he just released Steve.
Yeah.
He's got the Peaky Blinders movie in the bag, and then obviously he spent years doing Oppenheimer as well.
Yeah.
So
suppose you have to make hay while the sun shines, Casey.
Flat to the mat, my man. Flat to the mat. Right, that's your showbiz. It is 6:53 in the morning. Hello there, everybody. Morning, gang. Morning, Vic.
Hello.
Have you ever been dragged up on stage with a very famous superstar?
No.
No, it's a big dream for a lot of people. You know, you get plucked out of the crowd, out of obscurity. And then you're on stage with the person that you paid a fortune to go and see.
Yeah.
And that happened, Ashley. She's on the line. Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
Good.
Who did you go to see the other night?
Katy Perry.
In Belfast, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And how, in the name of God, did you get dragged up on stage?
I had a light up skirt. And I was jumping all around the place.
Okay, so you were glowing in the crowd. So instantly she magpied you. She was like, oh, that shiny person.
That little firework.
Little firework. Mm-hmm. Let's get them up on stage.
Yeah.
And she plucked you out of the stage and brought you up. Do you want to have a listen, Vic? This is what happened.
Okay.
There's Ashley. Oh, there she is now.
What's your name? Ashley. Ashley, this is Ashley. How old are you, Ashley?
11.
Where are you from?
Cork.
It's the greatest city in the world! What a great name for a city, Cork. Ashley, you're 11 years old. What do you want to do when you grow up? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I don't know.
Aw, darling. It's okay. You must know something because you and I matched tonight, so that's pretty cool. And I love your costume. Did your mom make it with you?
Oh, well
so
done.
Cool.
That is cool. So she brings you up on stage. Ashley, what happened after that then? Did you get to go backstage?
Yeah, I got to sing, but I didn't have a microphone.
Oh.
And she gave me a silver, shaky egg.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
And what's in the shaky egg?
It's like plastic balls.
Okay.
Okay, well, it's
and it makes noise.
It's a little shaker, a little maracas shaker type thing.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So you were in Katy Perry's band on stage singing with her. What song did you sing?
Unconditionally.
Oh, fantastic.
Great song.
I know that you're very good friends with Gracie O'Halloran, my buddy from Glenmire.
Yeah.
Now, Gracie got up on stage with Macklemore a few months ago. So I want to know, who do you know that's getting you up on stage with all these big stars? Is it just luck or have you got agents working for you?
It's just luck.
It is, yeah.
It's the light up skirt.
And being from Cork.
Of course it is. Correct answer. Listen, that is the thing she mentioned. Katy Perry mentioned that Cork is the best city in the world. obviously.
Yeah.
But how does she know about Cork? Has she been here?
I think she was here. She was here last year, you know, with Orlando Bloom.
She might have come. She got into Cove, did she?
They came into Cove on a cruise liner.
And that's how she knows it.
Yeah.
Now, very important question, Ashley. Did you get her phone number?
No.
No, okay. All right, okay. But listen, she'll remember you for always as the girl that jumped up on stage with her.
There you go. Brilliant.
What an amazing experience, Ashley. Congratulations. And it's something you will remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Well done.
Well done. We might see you on stage yourself pretty soon, I hope, someday. All right.
Yeah.
It's Ashley, everybody.
Thank you.
Katy Perry's best friend. Dermot Kennedy has been hanging out with our boy Alex on the sod that is the Aviva Stadium. So Dermot Kennedy is doing a big show up in Dublin as well. If you're a Dermot Kennedy fan,
welcome to the Aviva Stadium.
Thank
How
you.
Are you keeping?
Yeah, not so bad.
Are you nervous now looking up at this? What's ahead of you?
Partially. Excited, mainly excited. I don't have to get nervous until the 10th of July. But I mean, it's even aside from just playing a stadium show, it's a particularly beautiful place, I think.
You've obviously done a lot of smaller venues in recent weeks and everything. Yes. Now, the 11th of July next year, you'll be here. How does that compare? Because you have done a lot of larger venues elsewhere.
Yeah, they're just two different things. You know, like, I think in terms of, you just have to be sort of switched on in terms of your set list and in terms of how you kind of present the show to people. I think it is funny to be talking about this in the middle of a tour where I'm playing to like 1,500, 2,000 people every night. But it's beautiful. I'm very proud of the fact that I can do both. You know what I mean? Like, I think when we toured for a few years off the second album, the show was so big, I felt like I could hide in it almost. You know what I mean? And now the tour I'm on currently, you can't do that at all. You're fully exposed. And in a way, I kind of love that because it just reminds me of where I came from. And but something like this is just something to kind of aspire to. Yeah, I'll do my best, basically.
It's the stuff of dreams, is it?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And the writing process, are you kind of going through that at the moment as well? Or is that a constant thing, or is it just in the lead-up to when
I
you think?
I think it should be a constant thing. I think it's always kind of, it is constant. But I think for me at the moment, I'm just kind of putting the finishing touches on an album. So, very exciting.
Is Tom going to make an appearance in this album?
I was trying to bring Tom here today.
Where are you?
It's Tom's birthday.
Is it?
Today, yeah.
So
yeah,
Tom, just for people who don't know, is your dog. You got him from Wicklow Animal Welfare.
Exactly, yeah. So he's two today. And he's doing well. He had a slip disc in his back and he's only sort of back at it now.
Do you know what he is? Because I know with a lot of rescues, it's,
I don't know what he is. I think he's partially like Irish Terrier and then he kind of sometimes looks like an Airfield Terrier, but I've yet to see a dog that actually looks like him. Yeah.
I love looking at your Instagram and you see like the landscape of Ireland and you're not quite, I suppose, superficial, I think, on Instagram.
Yeah.
Do you love just kind of ground yourself and what parts of Ireland are your favourite when you come back here after a tour?
Well, I was very lucky. Recently, we did a trip around. We went to, where did we go? We went out to the Skelligs on a boat, and then we went up to Inishmore, and we were around Westport and Cong as well. And I don't know, I just kind of like, even as someone, because granted, when I get home for a small window of time, I always just, I'm in Dublin, and I always go home to Dublin. Yeah. And so to get that view of the country for the first time in a long time was beautiful. Yeah, you need to be reminded. It's a very special place.
Hey, Dermot, you need to be reminded that you left Cork out in that list of the amazing places that you checked. Just saying, Dermot. That was Alex Rowley from Go Loud. Thank you, Alex, for having a chat to him yesterday.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pallet Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Good morning, Anna. How are you?
Hi, Casey. How are you?
Yeah, okay. We're doing good. It's Tuesday, and Tuesdays are a bit kind of,
I know.
No man's land. But we kind of get on with it. What's your plan for the day, Anna?
I'm just dropping the small fella there and out to school. So I'll just come back then and tidy the house.
Oh, yeah, well.
So somebody brushing their teeth beside you there?
No, I was just rubbing my hands because it's cold.
Oh, right, okay. How are you? Okay, so are you on a hands-free thingy or what?
No, I have the phone on loudspeaker.
Oh, clever.
Yeah.
Okay. She's going to start a fire if you keep going with that. Like,
let's play in 3, 2, 1.
And once again, the nearest town to Spike Island is... Who won the 2005 Senior Hurling Championship?
Cork.
Question 3. Bad Habits is a hit song by who?
Ed Sheeran.
How many candidates will contest the upcoming Irish presidency? So how many are left? Remember, there's a bit of scandal from over the weekend and somebody has tapped out. So how many's left?
3.
Question number 5. What date does Halloween fall on?
31st of October.
Who's the Greek god of victory? Very famous shoe. A very famous shoe. Or running shoe. Or sports Nike, brand. You go for Nike. Question number 7. What sport would you associate Yannick Sinner with? Which former chipper became famous for Jackie Deluxe?
Jackie Deluxe.
Was Lennox's. Kind of stalled the ball a little bit just to see if we can get you over the 8 mark. Who played Josh Baskin in the film Big?
Tom Hanks.
And we only got to question number 9, even with my fumbling about. The nearest town to Spike Island is Cove. Cork won it in 2005. Ed Sheeran is correct. There's two candidates left. Two ladies left in the Irish president race. Halloween is on October 31st. Nike, the Greek god of victory. What sport would you associate Yannick Sinner with? That is tennis. Jackie Lennox is for number 8 and Tom Hanks for number 9. Had we time on the clock and a few seconds left, who wrote Angels and Demons, Anna, would you know?
I don't know.
Dan Brown.
There you go.
The Da Vinci Code man.
Yeah.
Okay, Anna, it's another day, another dollar. Anna. In the meantime, it's a 50 euro voucher for Easy Living Interiors. And listen, lovely talking to you again, Anna, and hope you and Jack have a good day. Take care. What are we doing this morning,
Mrs.?
We're
doing movie titles. We're going to change one letter of a movie title. I'll give you a couple of examples.
Hold on, I need to do this. And we're back. So
what
we're doing
blankety blank.
It just resets the show. So ruin a movie by changing one letter.
One letter. Just one letter.
Well, the greatest of all of these is what, Rory? Brave fart.
That's when you're out running and you don't know whether to trust one. And you do, and nothing happens, and that was a brave fart.
Change a letter to ruin a movie. Yeah, dude, where's my cat?
Yeah. Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Like that
sounds like a film you've seen, a weird category. Yes, The Codfather, the story of the mafia fishing trade. I love it. Ashley, that's fantastic.
What about Jurassic Pork? That's from Steve.
From the land of dinosaur pigs.
Is that Pilates of the Caribbean?
Pilates of the Caribbean.
I like that one. What about The Lizard of Oz?
Lizard of Oz is outstanding. We want you to ruin a movie by changing one letter.
Yeah.
And Kevin has done so spectacularly with The Wolf of Paul Street.
I love it.
Who is The Wolf of Paul Street? Oh, fantastic. Larry's on a roll here. Larry's going for Jurassic Bark, which I love. The Bark Knight, when Batman turned canine.
Hey.
Star Wars.
Oh,
no,
like,
that's unfortunate. No Country for Old Memes. Now, you've changed a lot of letters there, buddy. You're supposed to change one, but we'll let you away with it.
What about Tinderella?
Tinderella's fantastic,
Kaylee.
That's great.
I like that.
Yeah. Catman. Bernadette, I would watch a movie if there was a Catman.
I know you would.
Silence of the Lambs.
What about Drain Spotting? That's from Elisa.
Drain Spotting. Oh, my God. The Dino Rod Trilogy.
Yeah.
Top Nun is amazing.
I know, yeah. There's all, you know what else is coming? Is top,
a load of nuns and fighter jets. Shooting each other out of
the tarmac, she is.
All the kids.
Bringing the planes in. What about Top Gut?
Top Gut, okay.
Mark. Or Reservoir Boggs.
Reservoir Bog is fantastic, Tim. Thank you very much. You've heard of Zoolander. Now it's the unfortunate man with digestive issues, according to Kev. Poolander is How to Train Your Wagon. Oh my God, your husband Owen needs to watch that film.
Oi,
hey, Maria, that's fantastic.
What about Band of Mothers?
The Band of Mothers. Loads of mothers in a band.
These are really good. These are really, really
Joanne,
good.
I'm loving that one. Thank you for listening to the 20-Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day.
Red FM Breakfast
with KC. Love waking up in Cork.
Red FM.